Dave. Ash is the good way, the good day way, hey, hoo-ha, to start the day. It's Tuesday, August the 20th, two-thirds of the way through the month we are already to this day, and there are things going on, latest information on, for example, that wonderful fellow Bob Filner, referred to by some of his anti-fans as Filthy Filner, has met with attorneys and civic leaders to negotiate his future. He's been into it, as you know. His future may be best described as murky. What is the best word you could come up with? 888-302-3684. What's the best? What's one word? One word to describe Mr. Filner. Murky is a good one. Recall petition has been launched. The 100,000 signatures that are necessary in 39 days may be a little difficult, but with all the negative publicity, maybe it'll be something that will unite people. A small band of Filner supporters on the other side of the coin protested outside of City Hall yesterday, pleading with people to let due process play out. So, as you know, during this course, the hour that we're in, a lot of news talk radio stations, programs, hosts are filtered through our filters by the various people on the staff. Ken Kessler is on vacation this week, so I'm assisted by my loyal steed, Robert Klopfenstein, who is here, to help us understand some of the ins and outs, the nuances of some of these stories. Bob has been with me for a long time, and I with him for longer than that. So we have this relationship, friendship, working kinship for some 45 years. So he doesn't think for me, but he does a pretty good job of understanding how I think. Is that pretty fair?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Let's don't get into too much detail.
888-302-3684. And with that help and the understanding of our real strength here, which is trying to present both sides of an issue so that you can make up your own mind through the various news nuggets and our interpretation of the stories, or more importantly, some radio folks who interpret the story. Let's listen to talk host Jordana Green discussing some of the most recent twists and turns in the road on Mr. Filner's life, the life and times of Bob Filner. The conversation goes on with Craig Gustafson, who's a reporter from the San Diego Union-Tribune.
I'm surprised, I got to be honest, because what I was going to talk to you about, and we will in a minute, is the petition to have him removed from office, and people are running to sign this petition. But yet you have just come to us from a pro-Filner rally. So how did that go?
Well, it wasn't a big rally. I mean, there was about 80 okay. people there supporting him. They gathered outside City Hall calling for due process, basically saying that, you know, he has been accused of all these things, but he hasn't been found guilty of anything yet, and he is owed due process through the courts before he should be removed from office.
Okay, so were these just a bunch of, like, ACLU folks really more advocating for the system than for Mr. Filner?
Well, it's actually a group of people in the minority communities here in San Diego who have supported Filner for a long time, and actually some women spoke as well from left-leaning groups that support women and veterans. Filner also has a long history with military veterans, so some of them are out there today as well.
Sure, and that's okay. I mean, this is America. You get to say whatever you want to say, and you can support whoever you want to support. That's why we have elections. But then one of the other topics I wanted to talk to you about is this campaign seeking to recall him, to get him out of office. Now, you can't just do this yet because, like these protesters were saying, he hasn't been accused of anything. But it's my understanding now, according to Section 108 of the city charter, it says that he can be removed from office if folks can prove there was a misuse of funds. And he is also accused of that. Has that been proven yet, a misuse of funds?
Well, I mean, there's many ways that he could be removed from office, but none of them are very easy. That's the biggest problem. So what you're referring to is in the city charter, there's a provision that if an elected official or an official at the city is deemed to have misused public funds without authorization, they could be removed from office. Now, that is a process that the city council is going to consider. The city council has unanimously called for his resignation, so they're going to take that issue up on August 28th in closed session. Whether that's a viable way to remove him is unknown at this point. The big push right now is for the recall, which which started yesterday. And unfortunately, San Diego has one of the harshest recall laws in the country. You need to gather over 100,000 signatures within 39 days. And if you've ever been part of any sort of signature gathering campaign or a political committee trying to do that, it's very difficult to raise that amount of signatures, especially in that short of time.
Is it? I mean, is it going to be difficult, or is the city up in arms and they want him out?
Well, it's an unusual circumstance, right? Because you have about 80, in the poll that we've run, 80% of San Diegans think he should resign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to get 80% of people to say they like ice cream. So I think it is, it's pretty overwhelming that there is a lot of vitriol out there towards him because of his alleged treatment of women. And I think what you're going to see here is yesterday when the recall kicked off, there was thousands and thousands of people that were rushing to sign these petitions. Now, whether that maintains long enough over this 39-day period and they can get to the 100,000 signature threshold remains to be seen. But the supporters of this recall effort think, you know, they can do it. Obviously, they wouldn't have started it because of this push out there to just get him out of office.
All right. So that was a pretty poised and positioned report from San Diego. 888-302-3684. Not that I want to get carried away with the discussion of this, because there are a lot of other things that are going on in the world that are worth perhaps some more of our time. But it is kind of an interesting reality. So if you had one word to describe Bob Filner, the mayor of San Diego, from what you've heard about him, what might that be? That's a pretty good Facebook and Twitter post there, Mr. K, if that happens to fit into the way of the world. Otherwise, email to Doug at DougStefan.com, 888-302-3684, as we discuss Bob Filner, the mayor of San Diego, here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started.
Tech ready at Office Max. Save $100 on Acer's 15.6-inch touchscreen with Intel i3 processor, just $499. This extraordinary offer also includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one HTC One for $199.99 and get one free. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/29/13. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money, and now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
get the mud out of your eye, get the wax out of your ears, and get the bubble gum out of your mouth as we move our way into part two of this conversation about Mr. Filner. Here's host Bill Carroll talking about what it's going to take to get him out of office.
Bob Filner did not show up for work at City Hall today. This is the day, August 19th. He said he'd show up. He's going to do 2 weeks of rehab. Although he didn't really think that what he did was sexual harassment, but he understood that maybe women were misinterpreting him. So he needed to be better. He needed to be a better man. He had some issues.
You stay classy, San Diego.
2 weeks of rehab would fix all of that. So he didn't show up for work today. Where is he? It has been confirmed that he's in a meeting. It started before noon. In that meeting, we think the city attorney, Jan Goldsmith, Gloria Allred, who's representing some of the women that claim he sexually harassed them, Bob Filner is in the meeting, and his attorneys are in the meeting. This was broken by a local TV station, Team 10, and they were reporting on this pretty early this morning. They had a couple of different sources that said a retired federal judge is presiding over mediation. And that they are looking at the entire situation, including a review of a potential resignation by Bob Filner. So they've been at it a couple of hours now, at least. It's possible that they could actually come out of there with an agreement that Bob Filner resign. Now, while that's been going on, there's also a protest of a handful of people who want Bob Filner to remain as mayor of San Diego. Yeah, somebody would actually show up in public and support Bob Filner after all he's been through. They're saying he hasn't had due process, which is part of Filner's excuse. They're saying that you may not like what you think the mayor's done, but they liked his agenda and who's going to replace the mayor. Can you guarantee that whoever steps in Bob Filner's place will continue his agenda? What agenda? The only agenda he seemed to have was hitting on every woman that came in his path. There's even a woman out there today saying, I've met him many times and he never tried to kiss me. Which has got to, it's almost to the point now where if you're a woman and you've met Bob Filner, your feelings would almost be hurt that he didn't hit him. Well, what's wrong with me? This guy, every woman that he ever met, it seems like. Tall, short, fat, thin, he didn't care. He doesn't have a type, just woman and breathing seemed to be what he was interested in. But there was one woman out there this morning saying, well, you never hit on me. Okay, well, that's proof that he never sexually harassed anyone. One woman who said he did not sexually harass me. Hey, I've never been killed by a serial killer, but there are serial killers out there who've killed. Doesn't prove, you can't prove that by the opposite. Okay, some women he actually did not take the opportunity to sexually harass. Listen, what's the due process he's lacking here? He's an elected official. The people of San Diego don't like what they've heard. They don't want him to be their mayor anymore. And they're asking, they're demanding his resignation. And it's not just one or two or three. What are we up to? I can't even keep track
too fast
of how many women have come forward now. Because they don't all have a Gloria Allred news conference, you know, to do it. Anyway, this group of people are all in a meeting right now. And you can bet that Bob Filner is saying, if I'm going to step down, then we got to have a deal here. Gloria, some of your clients, those lawsuits have to go away, or they have to agree to a payoff of a certain amount. I mean, he's going to be stubborn and stay in that job until he can leave with A, minimal damage financially, B, some face-saving agreement has to be reached here.
All right, so that's enough on him. When we come back, the spying scandal in England, it's 21 at the hour. It's a good day program.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Plant, who put together the studio group, the Honey Drippers, and this song, one of their songs, they had two or three that were fairly good songs, this Sea of Love, revival of the old Phil Phillips song, and so with that we acknowledge Mr. Plant's birthday today, born in the state in 1948, so that would make him, what, 65? I think, yeah, 65 today. Oh. The old rockers.
Mm.
Yes, unlike us, I suppose. In a matter of speaking, all right. So the Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald vowed that Britain will regret detaining and questioning his partner on Sunday. A little more conversation on that with the talk host Mike Broomhead.
Glenn Greenwald is with the Guardian, and his partner was stopped at Heathrow Airport at 6:30 a.m. in London. Someone that identified himself as a security official told him that his partner, David Miranda, has been detained at the London airport under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act of 2000. Now, this guy Greenwald is part of a team of people, a small team of people at The Guardian that are reporting on not only American and the NSA, America's NSA activity all in the name of anti-terrorism, but also in Great Britain and other countries of the invasion of privacy into private citizens and the lengths that the government will go to in the name of anti-terrorism. So they have been writing very frank, very honest reports of what the government is doing to invade the privacy of private citizens around the world. And he says that for that, he believes that's what this detention was all about. Because he said that this boyfriend of his had been detained for 3 hours. They said they had a right to detain him for up to 9 hours in order to question him, at which point they could either arrest him and charge him or ask a court to extend the questioning time. So despite all of this, 5 hours more went by. Neither the Guardian's lawyers nor Brazilian officials, because his boyfriend is Brazilian, including the ambassador to the UK in London, were able to obtain any information about where this guy was or what was going on. Oh, and by the way, a headline. Editors from the Guardian are now saying that security experts, British security experts, quote unquote, destroyed a number of the Guardian's hard drives after the Snowden leaks. They confiscated hard drives from the Guardian and destroyed them, hoping to destroy the Snowden document leaks.
And I'm assuming that's why they stopped Greenwald's partner, because
He was visiting with somebody in Berlin, a filmmaker.
Right.
And that filmmaker is the reason they had Snowden.
So they were
passing along information. That's
right.
The assumption.
Right. So they were trying to stop him to get the information he had on his computer.
Right.
Or electronic devices. Draw your own conclusions here. Draw your own conclusions. I have not been afraid of many people, and I've said privately there are some people who had political powers that scare me a little. I admit that freely, although I'm not saying their names on the air, because I'm still a little afraid of them. It gets to a point, and I'm gonna try not to be too melodramatic here, but you've got journalists who are beginning to wake up that have largely been leaning to the left for a very long time. And they're beginning to say, someone's got to speak up.
And someone is, in fact. I think it's pretty outrageous that they took all that stuff, those hard drives, and crashed them. The Egyptian crisis, say it again, Doug, Egyptian crisis up next here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The issue of where to store nuclear waste is tied to an ancient Hopi Indian prophecy of world destruction in a new thriller from MP Manila, Foretold. Inspired by actual events and ancient prophecies.
Foretold is a very timely book. It's about a terrorist plot to blow up the government's high-level nuclear waste repository under Yucca Mountain, Nevada. And that would fulfill a Hopi prophecy that this world will be destroyed by poison rain. And I covered this story when I was a producer of a TV news magazine show. And it was a madhouse because they had nuclear physicists there from Los Alamos. They had government geologists. They had scientists. They had all the environmental groups were there, like the Sierra Club. They had legislators and natives. And they were all telling the United States Department of Energy that Yucca Mountain was the worst possible place to store nuclear waste because it was in the third most active earthquake zone in the United States. It's in an area that's crisscrossed by more than 30 fault lines, including three major lines that go right through the tunnels where the waste would be stored. You know, Chernobyl was only involved 20 tons of nuclear waste. And at Yucca Mountain, they're talking of more than 70,000 tons.
Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist MP Manila. Her new thriller is Foretold, inspired by actual events.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Doug Steffen. 888-302-3684 is the phone number to be connected to us. Bob Kay is here with me. Ken Kessler is on vacation this week, so Bob is here to help things along. Yes, you're a lucky dog to be up and at it this early in the
morning.
No,
Ken's a lucky dog.
No, Ken is a lucky dog. Yes, he is. So I have an interesting new website that I just found called Low Pay Is Not Okay.org.
Sounds good to me.
LowPayIsNotOkay.org. And on the website, the information about workers in our country set to strike on August 29th, fast food workers, other low-wage workers across the country will go on strike, according to LowPayIsNotOkay.org. August 29th is the day. They say, quote, "We've had enough of struggling to get by on minimum wage or barely more, so we're walking off our jobs to demand $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation." Good luck to you, boys and girls. Good luck to you.
I don't think so.
Check that out. At Low Pay Is Not Okay.
Where are these people?
These people are people that work at the fast food restaurants for the most part. But anybody who's working for minimum wage. Let's form a union and we'll all be out of a job. Congratulations and good luck to you.
You ever tip people at the fast food places?
Do I what?
Do you ever tip people at fast food places?
Well,
servers?
You've known me for 45 years. When's the last time you ever went into a fast food restaurant with me?
I don't know. Probably Waffle House.
That's it, yeah. Well, is that a fast food place?
Not really.
No. We like the Waffle Houses, though. And I don't know that anybody in there is going to be walking off their jobs.
Probably not.
888-302-3684. All right, so let's move to the Egyptian situation. Some interesting developments, not only a lot of these deaths, but a court in Egypt has ordered the release of Hosni Mubarak, the ex-leader. Prosecutors have cleared him of corruption. Really? I wonder how half of the... All of the tributaries, also known in popular circles as foreign aid, ended up in the Mubarak bank account. These people are worth, this family's worth $8 billion. How do you suppose they got that $8 billion? Anyway, he wasn't guilty in the corruption case, but he was, as he was ousted from power, he was found guilty of the murder of protesters in the uprising that ousted him. So that conviction, sentenced to life in prison. Anyway, he's appealing that, so he's not required to stay in jail while he waits the trial. So that's that situation. Let's sort of get an overview. As you know, what we do is survey a lot of the talk radio programs around the country for input in this hour, so you can base your thoughts on what some people that you agree with have to say. This is host John Carlson talking with ABC correspondent Matt McGarry about the murder of the Egyptian soldiers by Islamists during this past weekend.
Can this thing spiral into civil war?
Well, I think because of the unique situation in Egypt, it's more likely to be violent civil strife for a time that falls short of civil war, but then you'll have a period of urban terrorism. Because the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, John, you and I have talked about this for a long time. You know, they did come to power through a flawed election, largely because of a protest vote that put them in office. But, you know, they deserved a chance. They're a significant portion of Egyptian society. They, you know, they through that election, ostensibly earned a chance to govern. The problem is that they immediately moved to install what amounted to a Sharia law dictatorship in Egypt. That's not what the voters bargained for. The Muslim Brotherhood had promised they would be inclusive. And as soon as they came to power, they excluded every one of their electoral partners from the secularists all the way through to the Salafists, and just decided to, you know, basically take over. And there was a coup in Egypt, but the real coup was the Muslim Brotherhood's post-election attempt to Islamize Egypt virtually overnight.
And basically turn a Muslim country into an Islamist state.
Right, yeah, and basically into a Sunni Muslim Iran. And that's not what the people signed up for. So tens of millions of people came out in the streets, protests. The army initially tried to persuade President Morsi to compromise, to, you know, to include other people in his government. Morsi and the Brotherhood refused. Only then did the army remove him from power. So to me, the real coup was what the Muslim Brotherhood did once in office.
888-553. Whoops, right. I'm giving the right phone number. 888-302. Doug is the right line. All right, so we're focused on the Egyptian situation here on Good Day. Here's a host that we hear from time to time. He was most recently on the program discussing the fate of Whitey Bulger because he wrote a book on Whitey Bulger. Boston host Howie Carr thinks it's crazy that America doesn't know who to side with in Egypt.
Obama has it entirely wrong for one simple reason. No matter how you parse Islamic law, any Islamic supremacist, be it an individual or a group like the Muslim Brotherhood, cannot coexist with democracy. As I and many others have written, Islamic law is inconsistent with democracy to the point that it precludes it. To state the obvious, when you cannot separate church and state, which under Islamic law you cannot, religious liberty is impossible, and necessarily, so is democracy. So to suggest, as Obama did, that the Egyptians should include the Brotherhood in a government for the purpose of encouraging democracy is worse than risible. It's downright bizarre. And that's the point that Obama is missing. If he's half as smart as the media think he is, his statement that Egyptians should include the Muslim Brotherhood in any government cannot be a mistake. So his point is that all democracies are created equal. But if we have any knowledge of the world, it's all too obvious that they are not. Man, it's just unbelievable that he would find himself in this situation where I know where we gave them the money and we said it wasn't a military coup so we could continue to supply them, but I mean we ought to just be on their side. I also know that Barack Obama says this is not a Christian country. But it is a Christian country, okay? And if it's not a Christian country, it's a pluralistic country. And if one side on this civil war, which is what it is burning down Christian churches, painting red graffiti on Christian homes and Christian businesses so they can be burned down and looted when the next Muslim Brotherhood mob roams through the neighborhood, and they parade nuns through the streets of Cairo tied up as prisoners of war, then I think we're on the side that isn't doing that, aren't we? I mean, isn't that what the civil liberties are all about? I mean, does the phrase mean anything in the Arab world, or do we just say, oh, no, it's a no. We have to be with the Muslims because that's politically correct. If, I thought we were with the side that represented freedom, civil liberties.
All right, so Howie and some food for thought, 888-302-3684. Here are our hosts, Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft, discussing the problems of picking a side in this conflict and other conflicts that exist in the Middle East.
Isn't this the problem in the region more generally, which is these proxy fights that occur in particular countries are difficult to discern. They create complications, as with our helping the quote-unquote rebels in Syria, who turn out to be, include at least, members of Al-Qaeda. It's just a very complicated place, and so proxy fights and celebrating, as we did with Mubarak being deposed and elections occurring, you know, those can be very short-lived celebrations.
Definitely. I mean, that perhaps is why you're not seeing the president or Secretary Kerry speaking out about this, is because it's really complicated and sticky. And, you know, for all the positive things that the president has said about the Arab Spring, this is kind of an ugly Arab fall that we're heading into here. And, you know, there's a lot of questions. Syria, for example. I mean, the red line that the president used, that line, is looking light pink right now. And, you know, so that translates in the Middle East, according to many foreign diplomats in countries in the Gulf states, to weakness.
A lot of Americans would like to see the aid, maybe it's naive, actually help Egyptians. And who are they better off under? I mean, it was no great picnic under the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why they were overthrown, why you had people demonstrating. So and now it seems like we've got the counter-revolution.
Coptic Christians don't seem to fare well under either regime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. We heard the news today that Hosni Mubarak is going to be released by this interim government. He's been in jail. You know, he was charged with corruption and fraud and a number of different crimes. They've essentially expunged those, and he's going to be released in a couple of days. That's probably not going to sit well with the Muslim Brotherhood that came to power, in the Arab Spring and Tahrir Square, ousting Mubarak. And then when Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood president, got into power, they started ripping up the Constitution and dissolving the Supreme Court in Egypt, and people took to the streets in the largest protest they had seen, and then the military ousted him. So, you know, you have a lot of turmoil now, and it's just tough to see how the violence comes to an end.
888-302-3684. Food for thought. A lot of people talking about what's going on in the Middle East and Egypt specifically. So we have one more perspective on that in just a matter of moments. If you want to stick around, that'll be great. This is Good Day, 15 before the hour.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Here's today's Aramco report.
More positive news on housing as foreclosure starts fell from 72,700 in May to 57,300 in June. This according to a report from Realty Track. Meanwhile, there's also some good news for home buyers as the National Association of Realtors reports that the pool of existing homes for sale is growing, giving home buyers more homes to choose from. The low supply of homes has been a real problem for home buyers and their realtors over the past year. Conforming, no point, 30-year fixed mortgage rates still average 4 3/8, with 15-year rates closer to 3 3/8. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz, that's aramco.biz, or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Mehran Aram for the Radio America Network.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, a final shot at the Egyptian situation with a discussion here of the murder of those Egyptian soldiers by the Islamists and how the death figures probably are higher than what we've heard.
At least 25 police officers were attacked and killed in the Sinai Peninsula. And the attack took place way out in the east near Rafah, which is a major border crossing point with Israel. There have been attacks on soldiers and police there in the past. But this is certainly the most serious one since unrest broke out.
25 police officers killed?
Yeah, at least 25. That number could go up. And it's not entirely clear now. Again, you know, like everything here you encounter in Egypt, a lot, you know, there are a lot of people accusing, making accusations back and forth. Originally, it was alleged that those soldiers came under an ambush attack by gunmen with RPGs and AK-47s, which are bazookas and machine guns, assault rifles. And now the government is saying that those soldiers were actually stopped at a checkpoint, and they were taken off the van, and they were summarily executed.
Wow.
So it hasn't been confirmed one way or the other, but I can tell you that in that part of the country now, there has been a considerable increase in al-Qaeda influence and activity since the revolution here in 2011. So we don't even know if it's related directly to the unrest here at the moment, or if that's part of an ongoing building campaign of terrorism in that part of the country.
Matt, how many dead, how many wounded so far since this unrest began?
The official government figures, I think, are now over 800, which really is very low.
Lowballing
figures.
Okay.
Yeah, they're lowballing it. The opposition is saying it could be 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. I think somewhere in the middle, you'd find the truth.
Okay.
But the government is very wary now of opinion from the outside world, and they're very aware that the higher those numbers go, the worse they look in their attempts to try and crack down on this opposition movement. So
now here's the important question that has not, as far as I know, been established by any major news media outlet so far, and that is, what percentage of the people who have been killed are Muslim Brotherhood versus government and civilians who have been targeted by the Muslim Brotherhood?
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on today's Greg Stephan Good Day program, in this hour, an overview of some of the hot hits, the most important stories of the day from the perspective of other people who are talkers, yakkers on the air. Certainly the attention being paid to Obamacare, even though Congress is on recess for 5 weeks. The discussion of Obamacare doesn't stop. Here's an example of that. Hosts Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to Politico reporter David Nadler about the problems of implementing Obamacare that seem to be dogging it.
3 years after it was signed in as law, opposition to Obamacare is stronger than ever. Question is the Obama administration worried about all this?
Joining us live to talk about it, David Nadler, senior policy reporter for Politico. How are you, David?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Now, the fight over Obamacare, like the fights we've seen in the past over other programs like Medicare and Social Security, is there a difference between how Obamacare is being fought and those fights?
Yeah, absolutely. The difference is that with both Social Security and Medicare, as President Obama likes to point out, there were big fights to get them passed, but then after they were signed into law, the political fights died away fairly quickly. With Obamacare, they've never died out. They haven't even softened. So, you know, I did this piece to compare the launching of Obamacare to the launching of Medicare, which is probably the last big social program on the scale. When they did that, they had all these logistical hurdles to clear and all these things that had to be in place for people to sign up for Medicare. With Obamacare, they've got all the same logistical things, but on top of that, they have this layer of political hurdles and political battles that have never gone away, and that's causing all kinds of other problems that the other programs never faced.
Is this just a fight about ideology, or is it also about the president's inability to forge partnerships with key Republicans that could get some things done here?
Well, you know, some of this gets into refighting old battles because, you know, Republicans will say, well, this is what happens when you try to launch a social program this big without any buy-in from the other party. Democrats, of course, will say, well, we did try to get Republicans on board. And it's true, Max Baucus in particular, Senator Max Baucus spent months trying to get Republicans on board, couldn't get any. The question is, what do you do after that? And the decision by President Obama and the Democrats Democrats was to go ahead anyway because they had the majority and this is probably their best chance to pass something like this. So when they made that decision, Republicans will say, well, then they signed up for everything that has happened afterwards.
All right, so let's finish this off by listening to John Gambling speaking here with MIT economics professor Dr. Jonathan Gruber, who helped form Obamacare.
What is your evaluation of the process here? We know about all the delays, the exemptions, and this and that, but for somebody that was there at the beginning, where do you see it now?
I think it's going not perfectly, but pretty well. I think the big thing that we see is going to be huge differences across states. I think that what really I didn't anticipate, and I think we're going to see, is there's a number of states that are taking it very seriously and doing an excellent job implementing the law. Probably California is the leader on that front. I think in those states it's going to work spectacularly. I think that you see other states like Texas and Mississippi, which are fighting it tooth and nail, despite the fact that it's the law of the land. And I don't know how well it's going to work in those states. So I think you're just going to see a large variation across the states in how well it works.
Well, that was not by design, right? I mean, it was designed to be universal.
It was designed to give states some leeway, but it was the two pieces that really are the result of political opposition and the Supreme Court is, one, it was not designed to give states a choice about whether to expand health insurance to their poorest citizens. And it was designed to have more federal funds to promote uninsured people to sign up for the exchange and to get state involved in that, and neither of those things are happening. Look, I think what's really the political economy here, what's fascinating is I can't remember another law where the law passed and the opposition didn't slow down at all. If anything, it picked up, and that's taken its toll.
But at the same time, the president has by fiat, by executive order through his Health and Human Services Director, Kathleen Sebelius, given many, many exemptions, thousands of them, to people and institutions that where they don't have to comply where others do, and also delayed things a year. And as you say, as the law was signed, it had certain parameters. It had certain benchmarks that needed to be met time-wise, dollars-wise, every otherwise, and yet it's been pushed down the road.
I think that there's two things to keep in mind. First of all, and most importantly, the stuff that's been delayed is really peripheral. The central piece of this law is three pieces. There's the individual mandate. There's the insurance market reforms that ensure that insurers can no longer discriminate against the sick. And there's subsidies that make health insurance affordable to individuals. Those are the three pieces, the so-called three-legged stool that Paul Krugman writes about this morning in the Times.
Right.
Those are the three pieces that we have to keep our eye on and the government really is focused on.
So there we go. More discussion about Obamacare. More discussion about a lot of...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.